Walk along the frozen shores of Lake Geneva in the heart of this old resort town, and even in the dead of winter, an outdoor art gallery comes to life. Classical music streams out of loudspeakers overhead. 15 gleaming white sculptures shoot up from the snow-covered ground. Temperatures are in the 20s, and thousands of tourists are milling around.
My name is Tim Wade. I'm part of Team Maine, Captain. This is our piece called The Delicate Strength. It's a chain knot. A very, very delicate piece made up of chain links. You know, stressing the strength behind a chain, but the delicateness of snow.
This is basically it's a truss that's used to take the block and break them down. And then we use horse combs beyond this. So you get a nice finish on there.
What do you love most about snow sculpture?
It's the fact that we can do monumental piece in a matter of days. And we can see a small object become large.
The teams have just 4 days to transform 9-foot-tall blocks of snow into sculptures of trees, Eskimos, children, birds, robots, and even pigs.
We have a group of staff members that are called Stompers.
Don Berg is an artist from Milwaukee. He's been organizing the snow sculpting competition for the past 15 years.
And they go into the block, into the form, as it's being filled and actually are compressing the snow. I think we've kind of estimated something like 16,000 footprints in every block. So it's very hard, and tools are sharp enough that they can carve all the details that they want to achieve their final piece with.
And it's definitely the details that are most amazing here. There's tree bark and dinosaur scales, human and monkey hair, sea turtle shells, and steel.
When you look at what this thing started as a big cylinder, you know, you feel good about it, you know, because you bring it back to life.
Good afternoon, snow sculptors of America!
And finally, the moment everyone's been waiting for.
The first place winner for the 2010 United States National Snow Sculpting Competition, the Egrets.
That's Team Wisconsin, which carved 2 entwined egrets. And this is Michael Sponholz, the team's captain.
What took us over the edge was just sticking to it. And we enjoy what we do, and we put our heart into it every time.
It may seem kind of funny to put so much time into something that's just going to melt.
No, that's why I got invented cameras. We got it for posterity.
Kirk Carapeza, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Now this next one goes out to all you fans.